ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भवान आचरण घोरम सभवान आचरत घोरा यत् तपः सुसमाहितः तेन खेदयसे न स्तम् तेन खेदयसे न स्तम् परा शङ्कां च जच्छसि पराशङ्कां च जच्छसि। दिस रिपीट आफ्टर मी। भवान चरेत घोरं जत्तपः सुसमाहितः तेने खेदसेनस्तं पराशङ्कं च जत्सि। भवान आचरेत घोरं जत्तपः सुसमाहितः तेने खिदशेनस्तं पराशङ्कं च जस्यसि। भवान आचरेत घोरं जत्तपः सुसमाहितः तेने खिदशनस्तं पराशङ्कं च जस्यसि।
Thank you.
Mothers. Your good self, Acharan, undertook. Somebody can come and read this. I want to find something. Please. Just do what I say. Parvina? Send somebody. Welcome. Thank you.
English.
Well, English, not Italian.
Not Italian.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Read purple, this.
This.
Okay.
Make them
change with you.
Babam, your good self. Acharat. Undertook Goram severe Yatapa meditation Susamahita in perfect discipline Tena for that reason Kedayase gives pain. Na ourselves, Tvam, your good self, Para, the ultimate truth, Sankam, doubts, Cha, and Yachasi, giving us a chance. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Kija. Yet we are moved to wonder about the existence of someone more powerful than you when we think of your great austerities in perfect discipline. Although your good self is so powerful in the matter of creation. Purport. Following in the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni, one should not blindly accept his spiritual master as God himself. A spiritual master is duly respected on a par with God. But a spiritual master claiming to be God himself should at us be rejected. Narada Muni accepted Brahma as the supreme due to Lord Brahma's wonderful acts in creation, but doubts arose in him when he saw that Lord Brahma also worshipped some superior authority. The supreme is supreme and he has no worshipable superior. The ahangrahopasita, or the one who worships himself with the idea of becoming good self, good himself, is misleading. But the intelligent disciple can at once detect that the Supreme God does not need to worship anyone, including himself, in order to become God. Ahangrahopasana may be one of the process for transcendental realization, but the ahangraho pasita can never be God himself. No one becomes God by undergoing a process of transcendental realization. Narada Muni thought of Brahmaji as the Supreme Person, but when he saw Brahmaji engaged in the process of transcendental realization, doubt arose in him. So he wanted to be clearly informed.
So here Narada is saying, so Bhavan acharat ghoram chattapaha susamahitaha tena khedase nastam parasankam cha jachasi. Yet we are moved to wonder about the existence of someone more powerful than you. When you think of your great austerities and perfect discipline, although your good self is so powerful in the matter of creation. Prabhupada said, Parbhut, following the footsteps of Narada Muni, one should not blindly accept the spiritual master as God himself. This could not unlikely, it is not unlikely that disciples sometimes think like that. When this guru doing wonderful activity, doing preaching, and movement has been found sometimes, and guru has to then chastise, take action. And the history has been found. I would like to mention, even within our knowledge, within our experience, but I don't like to mention. Any old devotee can know. A spiritual master is duly respected. There Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur saying, Sakshat Horite, Samasta Shastri. Of course, he has to be liberated, so. It's clear. Please make it. He has to be liberated, so. Person who is God's parsha is fit to be a guru. Or at least he should follow four relative principles, that thing, strictly, but he's fall down, shouldn't sit and give this knowledge. In this connection, depending on time, circumstance and places, different acharyas, those are authorized, accepted. They are writing commentary. They have got the. They can write commentary. And everybody accept. He cannot just say anybody, Tom, Dick, Harry, write books. He may like to. But he has to be approved by the authorized acharya. And it should be substantiated, is it? Approved by other acharya is correct. Because one thing is institution. You have to run institution, that is one thing. Another thing is, whatever you are doing, suppose here is a Brahmin, here is a sannyasi, here is a guru. Is it real guru? Real sannyasi? Or real Brahman? Institution may not bother because time passes and they may change things. Sometimes there is a warrant, some authorized acharya he warned, it is one of your defective to obey devotee, you change things. And two major is, one is you are not much afraid of the illusory material energy. And then, though best use of the bad bargain, they select persons, and again, history repeats that things happen which is very unpleasant. And as a result, there is havoc, chaos, devastating situation. We should learn from this. Let us see, from our experience, you try to learn. You cannot be a Brahmin in the eye of God unless you have Brahminical quality. But maybe we require some pujari. Okay, first example. Maharaj, recommend, please. He can be Brahmin. Okay, Baba, hear us. This is institution. And thereby things watered down. Better if you are serious. Since spiritual life, you stick to see what previous acharyas say. Am I a Brahmin? Am I a sannyasi? Am I a devotee? Symptoms are there. Check it and be sure. But institution has to run. So let them run. And one is serious, is you also check this thing. You have to be. Spiritual life means you should be serious. Otherwise, there will be anticlimax. I am saying because Guru sometimes tells, you do this, you do that, and he has to do that. Whether other likes it or dislikes it. Preaching means you tell the truth for the sake of the truth, for their good. You have to tell. There is no question of rule regulation, I like it, or to make somebody happy. No. Then we can be saved from so many danger. It is unseen. Unseen danger. This ahangro prasara. This is true. Sometimes this happens in a big organization. And leaders will make somebody God. But he is very practical. At once he tells, hey, no. Stop. He may take away their authority. Even for time being, to teach them. Sometimes international organizations, founder Acharya does that. Then we have experience. We should learn. Regarding this, his divine grace, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, as far as I remember, wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam some part, I couldn't find it, the essence of 10th canto. Either somebody is claiming to be as God. His name was Pundra. There either Prabhupada discussed this thing. Or personified Veda there, as far as I remember. Please help me. I stand corrected because we are selected. I don't say I have. They may give me some authority, it does not say I say I fit. I don't think I fit. I feel eligible to do this function that I am asked to do. But let us be honest and tell the truth. And Prabhupada in his book, he wrote, we know who is God. Prabhupada said, who is God? God, many places. One, Prabhupada asked one of his disciples, maybe Keshavpur, he was telling you one day. Brother of Prabhupada. Keshav says, Subhav, Only Prabhupada asked, tell, yes sir, what is the definition of God? Tell me, in shortest definition. He was thinking so many things. Aishwarya, there is one definition. God, Ishopanishad, means one who maintains all living entities. One who is in everything and everything within him. God, one who guides. God is in us as Paramatma. If we surrender to him, he guides. He is also Guru. He is also Guru. Then Aishwarya, Samagrasya. He has got all the six opulences. You know, and who has got all this opulence? Lord Ramchandra has, Krishna has. See, it's not easy to become. One does not become God, as far as Arimam Pugar says. God is, He was, and will be. He is God. He doesn't have to somebody do some austerity and some power, which we see these days, especially country where this very culture is really very predominant. Many districts, so many gods coming up. And they are being worshipped by their follower. Still now, they use this word, Bhagavan. Well, bogus. Bogus said, you ask him, can you show your universal form? You cannot. Ask some other thing which Krishna did. He can, anything like this. Other Bhagavan said, he's not God, he's just the reverse. He's just the reverse, he's a dog. Slap him. He said, take the shoe and beat him. He was so heavy. He said, God is not such cheap thing. Unfortunately, not other countries. Here you can see so many like that claiming. What is that? And people are take it very cheap. Cheap, make God very cheap. Now Prabhupada taught us nicely. Fortunately, rest of the world, people don't take this thing so cheaply, I think. Especially India is very problem. Maybe more, I am coming from one place. Neighboring country. There's so many God. More. Like that. I cannot remember everything like that. So Keshav couldn't answer. Then Prabhupada said, Asamartha. Nobody is equal to him. And nobody is superior to him. He is God. In any field, you can be as a cheater like Krishna. You will cheat. Supreme cheat. You cheat Boli Maharaj. You cheat the Hiranyakashipu. He wanted this. Like that, Prabhupada gave example. He is supreme in all respects. He is supreme. Who can say I am supreme in all respects? No. You see, fourth sloka, even which is accepted by all spiritualists, there the Lord is saying to Brahma, Brahma, take it down, this. That anything which is not related to the Absolute Truth, you must know it is my Maya, illusory energy, which was, is and will be. Anything. It is me who was, it is me who is now still, it is me who will remain when everything is after devastation. Who can tell that? And try worship himself. I'm saying. Brahma's wonderful acts in creation, but doubt arose when he saw the Lord Brahma also worship some superior. It is true that everybody has got doubt. And it is just to clear doubt, one should approach some superior authority. He is Guru. Who can clear your, dispel your doubt? Misgivings. There is a go to guru. It's not a show business, just take diksha among sa, but guru disciple. No. Disciple is discipline. Very nice word. Su samahitaha. In perfect discipline. Because a disciple means one who is disciplined. Sometimes institution, all these things doesn't happen. Because you have to fulfill the desire, maybe prediction. So you have to sometime easily give somebody initiation. So everybody at least, best use of the bad bargain, come to Krishna consciousness. Somebody thinks it this way. Some other thinks, no, I want quality. When Prabhupada was asked once, he wrote one letter to one of his disciples. Now try to boil the meal. Everybody understands it means, now try to enrich Krishna consciousness and try to raise your standard and quality. But at the same time, some say it may be personal, so I won't make comment. You won't take it just it is meant for everybody, not necessary. Of course also, we have to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many villages, so many towns, so many countries, still they are not chanting Hare Krishna. At least let them chant Hare Krishna. If you can follow 400 rupees one by one, great, still. Come slowly and gradually. That is slow and steady wins the race. Otherwise, overnight you become Krishna conscious. I have done this, done that, big devotee, give a stamp. He's recognized, suddenly anticlimax. So they are bewildered. Let us face the reality and check out the scripture. Who is a Vaishnava? Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini Chariyache. Who can tell? Put his hand in his heart. I am honestly speaking. I am free from this. Somebody said, tell Prabhupada, Prabhupada, here is a boy. He is telling, I am not, my mind is never disturbed when I am in front of sense object which provoke us in a lonely place. I said, really? He is saying like that? Who is that? I said, perhaps, seems like it's an unusual subject. What? You have to take him to doctor. Take him to doctor. With some disease. Something unusual. Not possible. This is a rare case. He has to be, even Nityananda, Advaita. They are saying in front of sense objects, they get disturbed. They are not sure about themselves. They may not be. But they are teaching us. Even God teaches us. Even Brahma, even Shiva. They get disturbed in provoking situation. Who is this Tom Dick Harry? This guy is a Tom Dick Harry and he's saying, it's so easy. What is sadhana? We should learn from all these things. Should learn. So su-samahita. Baba says, if one is not following the instruction of Guru, if he is not controlled in senses, if he is not obedient, he cannot nicely fulfill the desire, carry out the instruction of the Guru. And there is no question of going back to Godhead. So it's a serious matter. Who can go back to Godhead? That is our goal. Otherwise, wrong person, worship me, what's it? That is why some organization, big authority, seeing, be realistic, this is happening, this is happening. Okay, stop, too much worshipping business. Very good. They have to practice. We must face the truth and reality and act accordingly. Otherwise, it will become cheap. One day time will come, we may say, oh, this Jat Gosai, he is this Bangsa, and laughing at them. Maybe we may not have good standard. You have no right to tell that, unless you have got this. We cannot teach others unless we tell us I have good standard. You are teaching others, this. And maybe we don't ourselves, our standard is lower than that. How can you criticize others? Yeah? You should learn. This is what Prabhupada is saying. What to speak of Ahanga Bhushana, I am God, I am trying to become God. It's far away. Let us do this. After this, I want comment. I don't mind. I want also I stand corrected. Because what Guru say, this I will have to carry out. I will tell. If I get chastisement, I don't mind. I think it is a blessing. But still, I have to carry out. You may not be up to Guru. But Guru personally is telling, is this happened, do this, tell that. What is happening? We have to tell. But we can learn from this. You are not telling outside people. The truth has to be told. You should know, we must be facing the reality, not living in a fool's paradise, telling big talks, but not following up to the standard. What is the use? You're a fool, you are living in a fool's paradise then. Why live in fool's paradise? And the idea of becoming God himself is misleading, but the intelligent disciple can at once detect that Supreme does not need to worship anyone, including himself. Why he will be worshipping others? Why you are doing austerity? What? To get some benediction? Some higher authority will empower you. Then there is something higher than that. How can we become God? There is a proverb, you are not God, you are a dog. And take your shoe and beat him. What is very heavy? Because sometimes people take it very cheaply. Aham upasana may be one of the process of transcendental realization, but the aham upasita can never be God himself. No one becomes God by undergoing a process of transcendental realization. He is already realized God. What is there to realize again? He is all-knowing, isn't he? He knows everything. Narada Muni thought, he is abhigya, he is sarat. Abhigya means he knows everything. Narada Muni thought of Brahmaji as the Supreme Person. You may think like this sometimes. But Guru said, no. At once, Guru thinks, I am God. At once, Prabhupada already said, at once, the speech almost should be rejected. Reject. Prabhupada is very heavy. He said, a spiritual master, duly respected, on a par with God. Because he is a representative of God, he is a representative of a government. When he comes, you consider what he says, government is saying. So who is it can be a representative of God who comes from the spiritual world? Otherwise, not to run the organization, they have to select somebody. He may not be even liberated, so. Even if you have got symptom of liberation, he shouldn't claim, I am liberated. And in front of object of sense, I am liberated. Nothing can do. It's very dangerous because Maya, illusionary energy, as powerful almost as God. So to defy material energy is very dangerous. Very dangerous. He said, Duranta Param. It's almost impossible. Unless we are 100% completely surrender. Who can say, I am 100% surrender? Mostly different places Prabhupada say, I am just quoting, please forgive me, sometimes see heavy. But undergoing process of transcendental realization, Narada Muni thought of Brahmaji as the Supreme Person. But when he saw Brahmaji engaged in the process of transcendental realization, doubts arose in him. So he wanted to be clearly informed. And devotee is very humble. He tells, no. There is a superior authority. Time is almost over. I don't want to speak on this subject which I may not know and bear. Just repeat what Guru says. That's enough. It is our business is not to know more and more. It's good. Know more and more of the glories of the Lord. As here, he is asking. Thereby, the student is enriched with the Krishna consciousness. Even the guru also Hindi. And invites it, and he feels he is very kind to me asking about Krishna, Krishna Sankrasno, about Absolute Truth. And he thanks him. Thanks him. Why? Because both are benefited by that. Both are benefited by that. And he gets an opportunity to glorify God. Thereby, he can broadcast the question of broadcasting the glories of the Lord for the benefit of the people in general. They can come to Krishna consciousness. They are also benefited. And he is very satisfied. This is the symptom of pure devotee. Krishna himself is saying, mat chitta mat gata prana. Their mind is full with the thought of Krishna, God, Absolute Truth. Mat gata prana. Their life is dedicated for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. That is why you see Prabhupada being a pure devotee. He said, preach, preach. This is a preaching movement. You also add, then that's good preaching. And people will accept it. And if you go on preaching, best way, what will you preach? When a pure devotee is saying, tell that. Or distribute his book. So distribute my book. More you distribute, you'll find, I feel so much enlivened. I feel like a young man. We go on distributing more and more. You will know, I live forever with you. Live forever. A pure devotee is saying. So we can associate with Prabhupada, a pure devotee, and become pure, and we can easily go back to Godhead. Very easily. We should always preach. Otherwise it will become a dead movement. The moment Prabhupada says, stop distribution, stop Sankirtan, it will be dead. Everybody is Bhajananandi, Hare Krishna. No. ISKCON is not like that. ISKCON is a preaching movement. Everybody has to preach. You read Prabhupada's books and preach. Act in your life. Huh? And then preach. You say. Simply they don't want to know only. They want to also tell others about God and make them Krishna conscious. That is our business. ISKCON has got, in constitution, has got 10 points. One is preach the glories of the Lord. Another is Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Harinam. You associate with the Sadhu and chant Harinam. Glories of the Lord also preach. As much as possible. Till we die. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, our business is to serve Krishna and go on preaching. When they die, there is a perfection. Go back to God. Krishna will say that the gopis tried to go to seek, meet Krishna. Some failed, but they died. Tried their best. Others are trying to stop them. They are near and dear. Husband, father, other near and dear. So Krishna thinks of them, those who have given up everything, their material attachment, and dedicated their life, giving up their near and dear ones, their country, their near and dear ones, everything, and very seriously take up Krishna consciousness to preach. Krishna said, I deeply think of them. So Krishna is always thinking of us. We should be thinking of Krishna, how to glorify Krishna. How to preach his message, then we become the dearest to Krishna. Krishna says, Natachatmas manusyesu kashchit me priya pittama. Nobody was ever so dear to me, neither is nor will be, than one who preached the glories of the Lord. That is, Prabhupada is giving us this opportunity. So, opportunity is knocking. Let us take it. Let us put into practice what Prabhupada said. Do not change. Be careful. Whether things are getting changed, be careful. Read Prabhupada's book. You change? Try not to change, if possible. At the same time, cooperate with the authorities. Because depending on time, circumstances, places, they have to modify things. Can't help it. So also cooperate. You cannot say everything in black and white. But you can know the guideline. This is Prabhupada's letters, everything is there. Please read. How so many problems came up, and he gave the guideline how to solve it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Forgive me. I cannot too much tell about this thing. Just repeat what Prabhupada says. Or the previous acharya says. Now, devotees, symptom is, you have to go back to God, you have to become a pure devotee. Symptom is, katantascha, mam nittam, bodhantascha, katantascha, nittam. Always Krishna katha and discussing. So whatever I know from Prabhupada's book, and lecture, and conversation, and heard, I'm telling. Now you can enrich. You can say, make some comment. Even question, if I know, I will try. I don't say, I can. Always dispel your doubt, because you are selected person. You may not be always necessarily qualified. Just let us tell the truth. Don't pretend what you are not. Swamiji, enlighten us. You're going to another world, seem like. Shall I read for your Narad Muni saying to his guru and father, yet we are moved to wonder about the existence of someone more powerful than you. When you think of your great austerities in perfect discipline, although your good self is so powerful in the matter of creation, if someone is doing law, doesn't necessarily mean he is God. That's what he says. Worship him. There are many devotees, long time in the movement. I welcome them to something, do some input. It's called input. If you can. I'm exhausted, yes.
I am reading Tripura.
Yeah.
Tripura is full of God. You know, there are
so many gods. So many gods, yes.
Guru God.
Guru God.
Generally, I have seen in Bengal, in general, by West Bengal, there is a very famous Ram Thakur, Anupur Thakur, Lokanath Swami, and Jagat Bandhu.
Yeah.
Bandhu.
Yeah, Bandhu.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
What
a bogus!
All disciples of this guru, so-called guru, they are totally combined with that which the guru is manifestation of his God himself. And sometimes they these disciples are also coming to visit Mayapur, Iskon. They are very, very, they are really appreciated very much. But if I try to explain them that their guru is impossible to be God, even to do shastra, practically speaking, they become enemies.
What can be done?
So
there are so many pagal, there are so many chagal, there are so many goat. Goat can eat anything, and madman can say anything. Is sometimes it's not worth it to trying to preach to the mad people. I think. Prabhupada, when he came, Jagabandhu's follower here, who was blasted. Who is Jagabandhu? Where is he? His God? I will tell, there are authority, there are Mahajan, 12 Mahajan, other than that, the Shankaracharya is accepted all authority. And they are saying, who is God? They follow Sadhu Shastra Guru, where your name is Din, Anukul is God. And his son, brother, one God dies, then two brothers become God. Elder brother God, younger brother God. And they die, one by one. What sort of God is this? He is telling. He is lifting Govardhan Hill, at least a stone, 1 kg lifting. What sort of God? They should be beaten in the shoe. You see how he reacts. He finds, he will dare not come to you to quarrel. He understands. They are blind. What can be done? They are cheap God.
And one Maharaj, one time, because the Jagat Bandhu group used to organize big Nagar Sankirtan, and they are inviting all the monks to chant also Hare Krishna. They are chanting Hare Krishna. Because Jagat Bandhu, they thought they are telling, representing the Panchata. It's representing the Panchata.
Panchatattva?
Yes.
He is representing. Bogas.
Is this Jagannatha was appeared at the beginning of this the last chapter. And what the most disciple is Devabrata from Devabrata from the Chari. There is one temple even in Calcutta. And it was famous because we went in Washington. Preaching very nice lecture, like it is becoming a famous, not famous. So when these people is gone to invite the Maharaj of Godiamat in that Nagar Sankirtan, one old Maharaj is telling them that no, we don't come, we don't accept, because he is not a bona fide guru. He's not a bona fide guru. So through Shastra we can explain that he's not a bona fide guru. Then they become furious and they went away. But after some time they sent some Buddha telling, this Maharaj has to go from Agartala, otherwise we throw some more in the temple. So this is sometimes this very dangerous situation.
Yeah, sometimes it's dangerous. So use your intelligence. Krishna is there. He'll give you intelligence how to handle the situation. Your surrender, je jatha mam prabodhante. Krishna says, according to surrender, Krishna will guide you. Any other?
So if Guru is not God, the relationship between
Guru is not God, but is as good as God. Just like office, a government officer come, he is not government, but all the power of the government he has. In that sense. So we don't say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Hi, Parantapa. He don't say that. Others say that. The Gaudiyas, they don't say that. Guru is not Brahma. But he is the sum total of all demigods.
Relationship?
One is serving God. One is Sevak Bhagavan. One is Sevva Bhagavan. One is worshipable God. One is God. Who is serving? Does it make sense? That is what the Acharya says, I am repeating. There is a slight difference. No, sir. But he has to be qualified. Otherwise there will be havoc. You take it cheaply. Better tell what is his position. What sort of Sadguru or Guru he is. Read Prabhupada's book. Spiritual master and disciple. Even somebody to run the institution, sometimes if he is not liberated, so still he can act as a guru. He is telling what his guru says and acting like that. He may be on the path of liberation. He may not be as good as guru, but he has to take his words very seriously. At least this one. To make advancement. Does it make sense? Any other question? Welcome. Comment. Yes. Can't hear. How? Everything I cannot hear clearly. I'm sorry, it's difficult. Somebody can tell exactly what you're saying. I can clearly hear. You tell me. Clearly. Yeah.
Is you know what, you meditate yourself first qualitatively one with the Lord.
Qualitatively one with God.
Yeah, and then you use the
Panchayatic process uses that system.
Yeah. But it says to identify oneself qualitatively after one and serve the Lord. My father misuse it.
One is mild body five. One is considering himself qualitatively as good as God. That we also accept in our pure state we are as good as God. Otherwise you cannot go back to God here. Unless Prabhupada says you are as good as God, you cannot enter in the kingdom of God. Then? Give up this process. What are these? One of them. So everybody heard? Nice to know. The Goswami, Rupa Goswami.
Yeah, it's in the Sindhu. Prabhupada
left that section.
Yeah, so,
so I think Prabhupada knows what you should know and should not know. Prabhupada knows what you should know and should know. Prabhupada said, first you read my books and digest everything. Sometimes many things there, when you digest everything of Prabhupada and know, then later on you can say, Prabhupada said, it may take your whole life to what I have given you to digest. Not to speak of other books. Sometimes you may misunderstand Prabhupada if you read too many books. This happens to devotees. It's dangerous. What is reading? At how many times you read Bhagavad Gita? 8 times. You? 30 times. You? Prabhupada said, when you go on 30 lives, still you cannot fathom things are there. More you read, more you get enlightenment. That is called what God says, God's message. As deep as God, as fathomless as subject of Ishvara Tattva, Bhagavad Tattva, is very deep. And also Guru Tattva, very deep. But institution, we have to make it simple.
Everything depends on the mercy.
Mercy of God. You surrender to God and then you see how much mercy you get. What exactly you want? What is the point?
The point is whether it is knowledge, whether it is service, attitude, whether it is existence. Does it totally depend on the mercy of spiritual master?
That is in general we know. The secret of success in spiritual life is the mercy, pleasing spiritual master. At present we cannot see God that way. According to our qualification, we are seeing God as deity. How many of them experience He is God? Deity is non-different form. Name is depends on His progress. As you say, it's mercy. Mercy means how much you surrender, and that much mercy is giving. He is giving full mercy. Are you eligible to take that mercy? According to your adhika, you are taking that mercy. Lord is showering mercy. But according to adhika, you are taking the mercy. According to as much as you are surrendered. Everybody knows that somebody 10% this lifetime, somebody 1%, somebody more, somebody less. Bahunam jangmanamante, after many, many lives, Gyanavan, one is knowledge, knows, I am not this body, and Krishna is the eternal master, conviction. He surrendered. I don't know how many surrendered, otherwise why so many go away? We don't see old faces. No, because he is not surrendered, it is difficult for him to surrender. Many other, of course, there are things, aparad, this, that. With other motive, Prabhupada said, many come with so many motive, and that is fulfilled, and he lives. Because he has not come to know God. Very few come to know God. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Madhvacharya says, who is manushya? Not that got the form of a human being. One who is brahminically qualified, he is manushya. And among the so-called brahmin in history, see how many of the qualification has got the quality of the brahmin. You can see how difficult. When a saintly person started a movement, then they ask him, what do you want to make these boys and girls? I want to make them Brahmin, they qualify. Of this Brahmin quality, he cannot know God. He can become a Vaishnava. Then he made many disciples, gave initiation, many were even waiting. And then after 20-30 years, one of his serious disciples first joined, he said, maybe out of 100, 4-5% is there now, after 30 years. All have gone, God knows. It's not so easy to stick to Krishna consciousness. Maybe past life, those did Lord, it stays different. Yeah. Yeah, right. You'll be surprised if somebody stays. Huh? You won't be surprised, most of you were. So we can learn from this. He's saying, one of your major defects too is, one is, you change things. But the first one is, you are not much afraid of illusory energy of the Lord. It is very powerful. You don't take it seriously. Why so many problems? Somebody asked. The most of them, too much associating with opposite gender. Renounced person, brahmachari. There is so many problems. It's fair. Yes or no? Let us face the reality. Why turn face and say, oh, everything is okay, okay. Let us take cut cake over to Krishna. Krishna says, what Krishna says? What Prabhupada says? What Krishna like? Let us say, just an example, don't mind it. Don't take it seriously. So, as much as it is necessary to. If Prabhupada said, give this to Krishna. Why not give this? Why change it? You have to face the music also. And music, many faced, and going to face. Those are changed, they consciously know we are changing. Many things. Krishna says, I like it, or you like it. But, ask yourself, but you are indifferent. Our future is also in darkness. I am in darkness. But if I want to go back to Godhead, take it seriously. Let us take it seriously. Find out what liberated soul or Sadhguru say. Act. You are saying? Your position is secure? Go ahead. Do your best. Please. There is something. Mercy of the Lord, as you ask. Here is it. Please come. Let us share, shall we? And please, bless, give your mercy to one who is sponsoring. Who is? Here is Manishi. Come on, Telugu. Sama. Merci beaucoup. Jai. Manishi and his family members. Jatas and sons. Ki jai.